Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Well, the sun is now beginning to burn through the clouds. It looks like we're in for a nice day here. Fingers crossed, because we had a lot of rain earlier this week. But that's gone. It's done. It's going to be a nice weekend at the Fort Gratiot Light Station at Blue Water Sandfest. Dave Brooks heads up the Friends of the Fort Gratiot Light. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Paul, and good morning to all your loyal listeners.
Yeah, and good morning to all the volunteers and the sculptors. I mean, this place has really gotten busy over the last couple of hours.
It sure has. Yep, we're busy. We're just wrapping up setup and be opening at 10 a.m. today.
Yeah, emphasize opening at 10 a.m. because a lot of people have already shown up saying, hey, we want to come in and look at the sand.
Yeah, which is super. It's a great indicator. Actually, 10 to 8 today, tomorrow, and then Sunday, 10 to 4.
This is a lot of fun. We enjoy it every year, and of course, it raises money for the Friends of the Fort Gratiot Light. How have you guys been doing lately?
We've been doing great. I mean, we've been doing a little bit of demolition on the property, not a ton of fundraising, so we're happy that Sandfest is back. We're going to get back in the swing of that and help fund some more projects that the county comes up with for the site.
Remind us what this site is all about, because everybody knows the lighthouse. Everybody, I think, around here knows that it's the oldest lighthouse in Michigan, but there's a lot of other things here on the property. To a lot of other business buildings.
Sure is, and it's a special place because it's a county park in the city of Port Huron, so kind of a unique thing. And lighthouses are usually out in lone locations, and this is center stage to the city, so it's a wonderful site. So we've got a lot of historic buildings on the grounds besides the oldest lighthouse in Michigan, and those buildings are in various states of restoration. We're now targeting the retired station building, which is a huge building, four levels, and we've been in there doing a little bit of demolition. Actually uncovered a beautiful mural that a Coast Guardsman did, I think back in the 70s here, depicting an actual rescue in Lake Huron.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's actually going to stay. And that station building, we've got some leeway with the State Historic Preservation Office in terms of how we can restore it and interpret it. It's a little bit looser. We are going to keep the radio room as a 1930s radio room and keep that mural, which is in that room. But then the other rooms in there are going to be for interpretation, and the second floor where the Coast Guardsmen and women slept when they were stationed here is going to become a bunkhouse area for the museum's overnight program, which is now in the duplex building. So once that happens, or maybe even sooner than that, we're going to get in and restore an upper bedroom in the duplex building.
Oh, that is really neat. Yeah, it's amazing all the different, and we've been talking about it this morning, County Parks and Rec, the museum, the Friends of the Fort Gratiot. Like you just mentioned, the State Historic Preservation Commission. I hadn't even thought about the state. Is there even a federal layer of governance here?
I don't think federal so much. It's more state. But they're very exacting and have standards that we have to operate to. And the county and the museum and us, we're all great partners in that and understand, you know, and live it, that that's what we've got to operate to.
What must be really neat is for people that served here in Port Huron, because this is a Coast Guard town. There are so many people around the country that have spent time in Port Huron, whether it was for 2 years, 4 years, or more, and they love coming back here and looking at the things that they remember from when they served here, and for them now to be able to come in here, look at the lighthouse, see the property, it's got to be really special.
It really is, and we actually have a retired Coast Guardsman that volunteers with us. We were in the station building probably a month and a half ago pulling staples out of a floor, and a couple stopped in, and lo and behold, just they were driving by, they don't live in the area now, they pulled in and came in, and he and our volunteers served together at the station. So it's just amazing. And there's so much traffic, foot traffic here during the day. I mean, it's just incredible.
It is a very special place. And, of course, this weekend is going to help raise money for those preservation projects.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So, like I said, we're targeting the retired station building now. We actually were excited because the county was able to get a Michigan Lighthouse Assistance Program grant to fund restoration of the watchtower and lantern room in the Fort Gratiot Lighthouse. And those are pretty much complete now. So when people come to Sandfest over the next 3 days, they can do a paid admission for tower climb to the museum. It's $5 and can climb up the tower, and they're going to see those fully restored rooms. I haven't even been up to see them yet, but I'm anxious to get there.
Yeah.
I know what the concepts were, but it's just going to be gorgeous, and it's really finished off the tower.
We talked with Denise earlier this morning about what it takes to put on an event like this. It takes so many volunteers, and it really takes you a whole year of organizing, too, doesn't it?
It really does, and our volunteers, they're really dedicated. They pass on ideas during the course of the event, and then actually, we shut down Sunday afternoon, and we're starting to plan for the next year. So
I can only imagine people, you know, sort of plan their year around summer events around here. This always used to be earlier in the summer, but this seems to be a good weekend for it. Is this what you're planning the first weekend in August moving forward?
Yeah, I believe so. I think it gets us away from the Mackinac Race and the July 4th holidays, which we've kind of gone up against a little bit, and gives us more of a steady date to plan to. So, yeah, that first full weekend in August is what we're looking for. Now, we might conflict with some other sites, like this weekend is the Lexington Art Fair. Hopefully people can get out, come to our event, and go up there and enjoy
both.
That.
You know,
it's just a short drive up the coast. So
yeah, well, what I've said about this event that's so neat is if you've got limited time, you come in, take a look at the sculpture, spend a half hour looking at those. That's fantastic. But you can spend a long time here enjoying the different demos and the music, and you could really spend, and then, of course, you've got the beach down there. You could make a day of it here.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. And let's not forget the beer tent we have on site.
Let's not forget the beer tent.
And we are, for the first time, doing a cornhole tournament a Saturday afternoon here. So we're just trying some different things to see what works and what people want, you know, when they come out.
Based on the amount of traffic that aren't volunteers, but people kind of poking their head in waiting to come in, I would say it's going to be a busy weekend.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Dave, thanks for inviting us in this morning. It's been a lot of fun to see everything getting ready, and it's going to be a fun weekend.
Yes, it will.